Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4868.
Identify a person who's had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
I would have to say it's my maternal grandmother. She has always was kind of person that taught me to be open-minded to things with her open-mindedness. I don't necessarily always agree with her views, but the fact that she's open to new ideas and new experiences kind of helped me be open as well. And she's always the person that really never judged my views. She took them as they are and still does.
What do you aspire to be?
Above all, I aspire to be a good human being as much as it's possible, I guess. And that entices just in terms of interpersonal relationship with my family, things like that.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
Growing. I like to think of myself as a decent person, but I know there's never an end to me as a human being. I prefer to view myself and my characteristics as fluid, as getting better whenever possible, obviously.
What types of things make you happy?
Being outside, spending time with my family, holding my daughter. It's small things, generally.
What types of things make you sad?
Nothing specific, but it's more of a fleeting moments. Could be a movie, could be gloomy weather. It depends on the moment itself, more than anything else.
Describe the world you come from and how that world has shaped who you are.
I had somewhat of a difficult childhood. We weren't exactly rich. My parents got divorced when I was a kid. It was just me and my mom for the longest time, and that I would say made me tougher, more resilient to change and hard times. Now having a family of my own, I kind of can weather the storm better when things don't go my way.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? How did you develop this?
I would say it's my capacity for learning. It's not something I developed, something I was born with, so I can't really take credit for it, but hasn't been a single subject that I truly struggled with to learn. It's always a matter of time for me to understand it, and I kind of feel blessed to have that characteristic in me.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
I would say it's the way they relate to other people. It's the how they treat others, when they treat others with respect, with dignity. I think the value of human beings is above all else, and people that treat others according to that, I think, have the good qualities as people.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you'd like to pass on to your own children?
Always being a fighter. Never, whatever life throws at you, never giving up. Just picking yourself up and keep going and never stop. No matter what you achieve, it's not necessarily not enough, but there's more to do. And that's something I want my kids to learn. I don't want them to stagnate in their life. No matter what aspect it is of their lives, I think that there's always opportunity to grow.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
I generally prefer to do activities that involve all of us. It doesn't really matter what it is, whether it's playing outside with kids, even family dinners. If it gives me an opportunity to interact with my family, I mean, that's more than enough for me.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and why this gift was so special.
As silly as it might sound, but when I was 12, it was the year when we came to this country, and as I mentioned, I didn't come from a family of means, and I get a present at PS1 and for Christmas, and to me at that point in time, it was the most expensive thing I've ever gotten, and I remember just how ecstatic I was.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
I always enjoyed being outside, playing sports, just exploring, climbing, even climbing trees. I was a very outdoorsy person. Like any other kid, I like playing video games, but most of the time I spend outside whenever possible.
What is your favorite book? What type of books do you enjoy? Do you have a favorite literary character?
My favorite book is actually foreign. It's called Generation P by Viktor Pelevin. Generally, I'm more into philosophical books that kind of have a new perspective on things. They could be fiction, but something that looks at things outside the box.
What is your favorite word and why?
Existentialism. That kind of describes my views, and it's a big word that I have struggled pronouncing for a long time.
What was the last book you read? Who was your favorite character?
Coincidentally, I finished reading a book from my ethics class yesterday by Martin Buber, I and Thou. There's no character because it's a philosophical text, but
What was the last movie you saw? Did you like it?
Last movie I saw was actually a Lego movie with my kid, and I enjoyed it. I mean, being a grown person, an adult, I still enjoy kids' movies.
What type of sports do you like to watch?
Coming from overseas, my sport is soccer, occasional boxing, but generally those are the only two I watch regularly.
What do you like to do for fun? What are your hobbies?
I like to do activities with my kids, as strange as it sounds, running around with my older child outside. That brings me a lot of joy. I like to paint when I have time. I actually like to read, but with kids, it's kind of hard to find time for that.
Are you a creative person? If so, how do you express this creativity?
I would say I am creative to an extent, and it's painting for the most part. I don't paint anything specific. I just basically create modern art kind of stuff, but it helps me to release all that built up energy.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
Yes, my ex mother-in-law kept insisting that I have certain facial features that resemble Sylvester Stallone, although personally I don't see it.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you've taken, or ethical dilemma you faced and its impact on you.
I think the most impactful thing in my life was the birth of my first child. I was young at the time, and I think I was ready for it, but when I held him in my arms for the first time, that's when it hit me that I was an adult and I had somebody I was responsible for, and it totally changed my view on life and how I approach it.
Choose a prominent person whom you'd like to interview and explain why.
I would say it's Neil deGrasse Tyson. He's a smart guy that has not just knowledge, but personal opinions and views. They're, to me, I mean, I find them interesting, and I would like to pick his brain more than sometimes they do on interviews and TV.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you've had and explain its impact on you.
I would say the one that sticks from my childhood as trivial as it is, was learning to ride a bike, but it was a little bit beyond that because we weren't to have money for a bike. So when I got the bike and I learned to ride it, it was very impactful. I was very short when I was a kid, and riding a taller bike was always a challenge for me. When I accomplished that, it's like I did something. Even though I'm short, I can still ride a tall bike.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
With my current fiance, we decided to have a kid after just a month together. And I don't know why, it just felt right at the time. Now we're together for almost 2 years and happier we've ever been.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematical theory, or piece of literature that has surprised or unsettled or challenged you, and in what way?
I always struggle with Van Gogh. His paintings don't look particularly difficult, the large brush strokes, but it's just something in them just stirs my soul, and that discrepancy between what I see and what I feel always kind of rattled me. As his simple sunflower painting, it's like, why am I so emotional about it? Why does it steal me so much?
Have you ever experienced a moment of epiphany, as if your eyes were open to something you were previously blind to? Describe this moment and your impressions about it.
When as a teenager, I was heavily into philosophy and kind of soul searching, as I'm sure a lot of teenagers go through. And it was I was kind of lost, per se, in what I'm going to do with life, and one of those things, what are you going to do when you grow up? And I read this work, this book that I don't ever recall the name of it, to be honest, but I remember after reading the last sentence and closing the book, it just basically hit me, the moment of epiphany, when what I should do. And I didn't have a specific answer, but it was more of a, oh, so I should just live my life versus trying to find an answer and find a purpose, and kind of eased off a lot of my tension at the time about what my future is going to be like.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
Came in the weather, I'd like to be on a sandy beach with my family, somewhere where it's nice and warm.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
As I said, my family, my fiance, and my kids.
What is your approach to life?
I'm a live-in-the-moment kind of person. Obviously, it's not always easy to be like that, but I try to do that as much as I can, living here and now. I find it pointless to dwell on the past, and since I don't really know what the future is, it's kind of pointless to worry about it. Try to prepare it as much as I can, but try not to worry about it.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties? How did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
The most difficult time in my life was when I was a kid and we didn't have a lot of money, to a point where there were a few months where we literally didn't have money to buy a full loaf of bread. And it was odd being a kid, not necessarily understanding what's going on, but having enough grasp of reality that realized that we are poor. I mean, for me, being as a kid, I try not to overwhelm my mom with the whole emotional side of things. I kind of kept it bottled up, but I think it made me a stronger person. I mean, thanks to her, we got through it. I mean, my life is great now. And I think it's kind of giving me a perspective of appreciation for small things in life, that in any moment you might lose those things. And when you don't have them, it's so much tougher.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
A Luckily for me, it's being with my kids. It's holding my infant daughter. Just yesterday I was rocking her to sleep, and it gives me such a feeling of warmth and happiness that I wouldn't want anything else in life.
Who is your favorite actor?
I would say Jackie Chan. Just because his movies always been entertaining to me, and the stuff that he does in his movies and the fact that he does it himself, it's always been amazing for me.
What is your favorite dinner?
I'm pretty open to any kind of food, although I would say I like Japanese food more than other types. If I eat Japanese nonstop, I kind of get bored of it. Generally for me, it's more of a who I spend the dinner with rather than what I'm eating.
What was your favorite board game as a kid?
I love to play Monopoly. Not necessarily the game itself, but because my whole family was involved in it, and there was a lot of happy memories associated with it.
What's the craziest thing you've ever done?
That's a tough one. Given what I know now, probably marrying my ex-wife after knowing her for a couple of weeks.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
I let the dogs out.
What is something you wish you could do but you can't?
I wish I could fly a plane.
What is your favorite season and why?
This one is easy for me. I love spring. It's the temperature. I don't like when it's very hot. I don't like when it's very cold. Just the smell in the air, that spring air. I mean, to me, I find it the best.
What matters to you the most?
To me, it's my family. It's always been my family. I think a big part of it is because when I was growing up, I didn't have a large family. And now that I have a large family, I appreciate it that much more.
Tell us something that no one else knows about you unless they specifically asked.
I don't think there's anything that no one knows about me unless they asked.
What's the funniest thing that's ever happened to you?
That one I have difficulty answering because I do live in the moment and I try to enjoy funny things as they come, but generally I don't really remember little things. I'm more of a big picture kind of guy.
What great cause do you feel strongly about?
Lately, I've been very passionate about Wounded Warrior Project because I do find it sad that after soldiers serve the country, get injured, and they have such a hard time getting their benefits that they earn from the government because there's a waiting list of this or that. And I think that's something that's definitely needs to exist, but it's sad that it does exist.
What's your family's brush with history?
I don't really know about my family's history that much in terms of what kind of impact it left, if any, to be honest.
What is your favorite joke, or what is your sense of humor?
I can't recall a specific joke, but I'm more of a dark sense of humor kind of guy.
If you were a superhero, who would you be and what would your power be?
To me it was always Superman and his ability to fly beyond anything else. The laser beams, the superpower, I don't really care about, but the flying, I don't know, just something about it I'd like to experience, I guess.
If you could be invisible, where would you go and what would you do?
Probably go to Washington, D.C. and find what exactly is happening behind those closed doors in the government.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what quality do you like least?
I like my capacity for learning, my intellect. Nothing I can take credit for, but it's something I genetically got. My least quality is I can get caught up in things a little too much and focused on the project I'm faced with, whether it's a specific task at work or something that's going on in life, kind of forgetting the bigger picture.
You're majoring in computer science. When did you first become interested in this field?
I became interested in that field at my current job. I work for a cable operator, and just the whole technological aspect of things, as I progressed more and more in my career, I found it more and more interesting, and I'm reaching a point where I do need a degree and I do need education to move further up, and that's kind of why I'm pursuing the degree.
What are your plans upon graduation?
Ideal scenario, I would like to keep moving up within my current company because I like what I do. I like the people I work with.
If you could choose any career, what would you be?
And same thing I'm doing right now, more of an engineering level, but I kind of fell into this career, but I enjoy it and I'd like to continue pursuing it.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
Be an engineer within my company, doing the same thing with my family, spending time with my family, maybe travel a little bit more, but I'm hoping with a higher position my means will increase as well.
Tell me what you consider a romantic evening.
To me, it's the setting itself. It depends on the situation. You can have romantic evenings in restaurants and just walks in the park. But it's more of a moment I can share with someone I love, and kind of the connection we can have that night, just spending time with each other.
What do you love most about your fiance?
The fact that she keeps up with me. I do have my off days, and the fact that she deals with me like a champ. Appreciate that very much.
What's the nicest thing you could do for your fiance?
This time, take the kids, give her some rest. With an infant, she does wake up a lot, and I try to take him as much as I can during the day, especially when I get from work, so she can have a moment to herself.
How did you meet your fiance?
It's interesting in an aspect that we worked together for 5 years before we started going out, but my fiance was actually good friends with my dad, who also works at the same place, for 3 years prior to that.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
Two reasons. One is being more of selfish, just financial gain, but the other one is when my second kid was born, it's just kind of brought up all the memories of my first one and all the joys, and I know that some people can't experience that, particularly naturally, I guess, and if I can help them live that and have a kid, I mean, I think it's the best thing in the world, and I'd like to give somebody else an opportunity to experience that as well.
Is there a message you'd like to add for anyone listening to this interview?
Never start growing, no matter what you're doing. Try to get better at it, because life is short and there's a lot of meaningful things you can come across. And enjoy them as they come. Don't worry about tomorrow.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4868.